I don't care what is happening in your life. God, who is able, is giving you a testimony in the name of Jesus.
I adore you, Lord, we praise your name. Let the Holy Spirit come down and take control. Feel His power, power, glory, glory. Bring your sick and your weak for the healing. Open your ears and listen. Come and claim your salvation.
Announce to you now that in the name of Jesus Christ, your position returned. When God created Adam, Adam was a living soul, but you were a living spirit. When I go further, I will explain that. Adam was a clay formed, and God put His spirit to the clay, so it became a living soul. He was created in the image of God. The image of God is not the clay. The image of God is the spirit of God in Him. Taking a particular scripture that deals with a particular area of your life and roll it repeatedly in your mind until light comes to your spirit. You pick a scripture, you put it before you, you roll it over, you roll it over, you roll it over repeatedly until light from that scripture enters you. Am I coming with you? Because the entrance of His word giveth light. It is only when you have done that your actions will produce results. Many times our actions don't produce results because we have not taken time to meditate. When a man, for instance, is a businessman and he wants to beat a man competing with him who is a sinner, he takes a scripture. For instance, let me give you a practical example. He said in Mark 7, he said, make for my children first. Listen, I'm just giving an instance. We are five now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in one business. And four of them are unbelievers. I want to be very practical. I'm the only child of God. And they all have connections. I'm the only one that have God. This one knows this one. This one knows this one. This one knows this one. I know God. And in the business, in the natural, all of them have natural influence. This is what I do. I pick Mark 7, for instance, 27. I'm not giving an instance. Read it together. Why don't you go? Are you a child of God? He said, let the children take what? First. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness. So I see to that scripture that, Lord, you own the entire world, including the people competing with me. And you said in your word, I should be given first. Because these are not your children, they are dogs. I'm your child. Based on that, in sales, in contract, I will be considered first. I meditate on that scripture. So when I take step to put my quotation, I'll beat them. God's hand now will be involved because I've created a platform to beat them from my mind. I can pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, put them down, and the prayer may not produce results. But the moment I reason with him from his word, I create a platform from my reasoning that there's no way this man should be before me because your word says I should be given first. So if at that point I open my mouth to pray, I'm sure it will produce. And when I put my paper produces itself because I've already committed God through my mind. So permit me, even prayer, think, meditate, pray. Think what? Don't just get up. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, now, I scatter this man. You have been praying it and they go, they get the job before you. Because the prayer is not technical. The prayer is amateur. When a good technical instructor plays football, he just looks at the skillful man and said, block this man. Yesterday, I watched a match little between Portugal and Germany. They said, don't allow Ronaldo to take any hot shot. That's all they did. The only hot shot was to take, Boateng blocked it. Close to the 18. They never allowed him. They know he's the only threat. So they said, don't allow him to take any shot. So anytime he wants to take a shot, they block it. So he couldn't score. He's a world-class player. But it's, so prayer too must be technical. Don't just say, I get up. You tell God why God should give you. You reason with him. Based on my reasoning, you should know why they should not get it. So first, God, you said in your word, no good thing will you withhold from me. And you know for me to have so is good. Now, it must not be withheld from me because you said so. He said to me, I should not go and come tomorrow. When it's within your power to do it. Lord, I know it is within your power to give me this. Now give me. Number two. Keep every circumstance in right perspective. Keep what? What do I mean? View every circumstance through the eyes of scriptures. Is that God's word is powerful and what? Sharper than two. Hebrews chapter 12, chapter 4, verse 12. He said, God's word is powerful and is sharper than two-edged what? Is that true, sir? Piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and marrow, and spirit and to the joints of marrow, and the discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12. God's word is so powerful that there's no circumstance that the word of God cannot handle. So what God is saying, look, if there is any situation before you, don't look at it from the physical. Look at it with the eye of scriptures. Does that make sense? A typical example is this. A man has no dime in his pocket. No money. But God's word said, he was made poor that you might be rich. Now, if I'm doing what it takes to be rich, even though I don't have a dime in my pocket, I have to have a perspective that I know I'm a candidate to create wealth because I'm doing what it takes to be rich. And I take God's word. I will no longer look at what is happening physically. I'll begin to look at the word of God. Because it said, the things which we see are temporal, subject to change. For the things which we do not see are eternal. So I may not have a dime, but when I want to talk, I say, I know I'm very rich. I'm not looking at my empty pocket. I'm creating my world from the word. 2 Corinthians 4:18. Hebrews 4:12-13. Is that true? God's word is the truth, according to John chapter 14. Is that true, sir? Glory to God. I don't understand what God is saying. Number three, How to create? Take out time to think. Take out what? You cannot create without taking out time. He said, when Daniel, there was a challenge in Babylon, he said, give us what? Time. He said, give us time. Give us time. He said, give us what? He said, give us what? He said, give us time. Daniel said, give us what? Daniel 2:16. Thinking opens you up to divine ideas. When you separate your time to think, you know what happens? This is what happens. You're rubbing your mind with the mind of God. You are doing what? Every time you separate time to think, what are you doing? You're rubbing your mind with the mind of God. Iron sharpened iron. So you're sharpening your mind with his mind. Is that clear, sir? Hello. And thereby you provoke ideas that will bring about a revolution. So always, look, anytime you want to create something, no matter how busy, separate some time out. Separate what? Don't be too busy that you don't have a time out. Step out. Off your phones, off everything. And then stay with God, with his word. Lord, I know this situation. There's an answer.
David Ibiomi will be right back.
Every day improve your life. Every day. The more you improve your life, the more you become stronger.
New release by your best-selling author, David Ibiomi. The Power of Small Beginning. Miracle Hands. Living Without Financial Pressure. The Prosperous Family. How to Hear from God. How Faith Works. Unlimited Success. Recovering Your Inheritance. Releasing Your Destiny. Keys to Impactful Living. Created for Distinction. And lots more. You will discover the plan and purpose of God for your life, family, finances, relationship, businesses, and career as you go through the pages of these books. To get a copy of any of these books, please call the number displayed on your screen or visit our website at salvationministrieshs.org.
Tell them, take our time. Tell somebody, take our time. You are too busy. Any house you build, make one room. What? I'm serious. Make a room. Now, if you don't have a room, make a corner. What? That thinking room must not have television. Don't put television in a thinking room. A thinking room is a place where you put just chair and table and your Bible. But television can distract you when you want to think. If you have a television, then make sure it is off when you are thinking, because the noise and the pictures will distract you. Then you sit down. Don't enter to a thinking room with phone. Then you pause. God, this situation, I want to do another business. What are you saying? You said, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, according to your word, whatever I touch shall prosper. I've gone into cement now. What do I do to beat this competition in the market? You said in your word, you will teach me and you guide me the way I shall go. Where do I start and place the headquarters? Lagos, Port Harcourt, where? Then they will not lay in your heart. Take it to Abeokuta. See, if I go to Abeokuta, I don't know anybody in Abeokuta. You know, I grew up in Port Harcourt. Why Abeokuta? Because the raw material is in Abeokuta. Producing there, you sell well when you come to Port Harcourt. The price will increase. Produce there cheap, sell in Port Harcourt. Make Port Harcourt a depot. Production Abeokuta. Glory. You beat all the competitors. Say listen. By that you are creating. You are doing what? But we just get up. Father, in the name of Jesus, Jesus, make me the head and not the tail. God said, you are too busy. I want to give you the next idea, but you are too busy. You have not listened with me. Not every time you pray. Every creative man, even in science, have a quiet time. There's no creative man who does not separate himself to have a quiet time. Not one. Every man that's creative will always... Don't live your life too busy. A time comes, you move away from everybody. I'm doing fashion. But I want to be a world-class fashion designer. And I tell you now, begin to pick magazines from A, Germany, to France. Go into the internet and look how Italians sew. He said, but I don't have money to go to Italy. Now get the magazine and you will find out how to reach them. Say listening. Say listening. You be creative. Become what? You are rubbing your mind with the mind of God. Where are you? Where are you? Where am I? Finally, for time's sake, most times when we rub our mind with God, we make our time to think. The reason why it's not working is because we don't speak it out. So number four, speak the word. You cannot be a creator if you don't speak. You can create anything you want by your words. In Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 3. Hebrews 11, 3. Shall we read together? One to go. Now, don't close it. Through faith, we understand there's a plural. Are you there? There's a plural in the words. So God is not making a mistake that I will explain to you what. He said the words. So is he talking about, we say one world, but he said words here. I will explain what God is saying. There's a plural that he said the words were framed by the word of God. You know what God is saying? We have a world of prosperity. We have a world of protection. We have a world of deliverance. We have a world of success. Each one is a world according to God's word. Now God is simply saying, you can create whatever world you want through your words. Now, so after I reason, the last point, I must say it to frame it. God, the creator, had everything on the inside. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Creation is invisible. You don't create anything visible. Everything creation is what? Invisible. The architect creates the building invisible before he builds the building visible. God had the entire world invisible on the inside. Then he created it to be visible by speaking it. I don't understand what I'm saying. Let there be light. Before he said, let there be light, light was already on his inside. I want to be a creator. I put what I want on my inside and I come out. I'm going to have a new factory. What is on my inside will not be manifested if I don't speak it on the outside. Let there be light before there was light. God had light in him already, but he now had to speak it. That I said, he framed all things by the word of God. So your business will take shape through your mouth. You create your destiny through your words. How many understand? You frame your world, the world of politics, the world of science, the world of health, the world of money, through where? Many, instead of speaking to the mountain, they complain about it and nothing happens. God instructed, if thou shalt say to this mountain, this is if thou shalt complain about the mountain. Creative people don't complain, they speak. You want to create? God said, Mark 11:23, if thou shalt do what? Say to this what? Be thou, and shall not, it shall have, whatsoever. This is if I shall complain about the mountain. God, you know the way things are tough. Creators don't talk about situations. Creators speak to situations. Creators don't talk about situations. Creators speak to the situation to change the situation. When you want to create, there was darkness. God never said, see darkness. He said, let there be light out of darkness. A creator don't speak about what is happening. A creator speaks what he wants to happen. I repeat, I close. Those who want to create don't speak about what is happening. They speak what they want to happen into existence. A creator does not talk about hardship of the country. He speaks about what he wants to see in the midst of the hardship. I mean, understand. God brought light out of darkness. He never talked about light. Stop talking about hardship. Stop talking about poverty. Stop talking about what you're passing through. Now speak what you want to see in your life. That's how you create like God. Come on, say here. You don't talk the problem. You talk what you want to see. You don't talk what... Am I talking? You don't talk, I have cancer. You say, I know by stripes I am healed. So I know cancer will not be in my body. You create your health with your mouth. They say, oh, you go through CS. You not create the thing. No, I know I will deliver like an Hebrew woman. You create your organs to deliver like an Hebrew woman. They say they will not pay you. You not come up. You don't complain. See, they say they won't pay me. You say, now I know I will be paid. You are a co-creator. Darkness was there. God never said, see darkness. He said, let there be light out of darkness. I want to see light. I know there's darkness, but this is what I want to see. What I want to see is light. So he created light irrespective of darkness. Stop talking about the economic meltdown. Start talking about your prosperity. Stop saying, oh, it's economic meltdown. You are not melting down anywhere. We are going up. When there is a casting down, then there shall be a lifting up. So you meditate that if there's a casting down in the world, it's when I will go up and you come and say, no matter what is happening, I know I will be rich. Every miracle is a confirmation of applied revelation. Stop. Creators don't talk problem. When you see a man talking problem, he's not a creative Christian. Are you hearing me now? I'm going to understand the whole teaching. Who are you? Who are you? Who are you? If you're a co-creator, behave like God. God does not, and I repeat, in the midst of creation, talk about what is happening. He creates what he wants. There was darkness. And God said, let there be what? They've told you, you cannot have a child. Tell yourself, I will carry my children. They've told you, have a low sperm count. Tell yourself, I will give my wife, she will be pregnant. They've told you they will not pay you. Tell yourself, I will be paid. They are telling you the economy of the company is going down. You say, no, I will be going up. You create like God, irrespective of what is happening. Stop saying what you are seeing. Start saying what is written, and creators speak what they want to see and not what is happening. Everyone who has not accepted Jesus
as He is our Lord and Savior. Say after me, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. Forgive me my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. I believe in my heart that you died and rose from dead to save me. Today, I declare you my Lord and personal Savior. In Jesus' name, amen.
Every day improve your life. Every day. The more you improve your life, the more you become stronger.
New release by your best-selling author, David Abiyomi. The Power of Small Beginning. Miracle Hands. Living Without Financial Pressure. The Prosperous Family. How to Hear from God. How Faith Works. Unlimited Success. Recovering Your Inheritance. Releasing Your Destiny. Keys to Impactful Living. Created for Distinction. And lots more. You will discover the plan and purpose of God for your life, family, finances, relationship, businesses, and career as you go through the pages of these books. To get a copy of any of these books, please call the number displayed on your screen or visit our website at salvationministrieshs.org.
For as you think in your heart, so are you.
Every man of impact is a productive thinker.
It has energized me to know what are the right things I'm supposed to do as to affecting the lives of those around me.
Daniel was in the midst of wicked rulers who brought decrees against Daniel. Yet Daniel came out through thinking.
There are some things that I really don't know before, but now I understand a lot of things.
I now have a deeper insight of what thinking means, and I'm aware also that thinkers rule the world.
Everything to make you a success is already in you. God has given it to you, but you have not steered it.
I know how to think now.
And I think it will improve my life.
When a man engages his mind productively, he can't be trapped by any wicked ruler.
Thinkers rule their world. Mental Development for Impact. A series of teachings that will help you succeed in life through thinking. To get a copy of this message on DVD, contact us through the number displayed on your screen or visit our website at salvationministrieshs.org. Thank you for watching Hour of Salvation. For more information about Salvation Ministries, how you can become a member, and how you can get any of our materials, visit salvationministrieshs.org. You can also watch David Ibiomi in our live services every Sunday from 6:30 a.m. and Thursday from 4:30 p.m. GMT Bottles 1. Let us know what God is doing in your life. Send in your testimonies and prayer requests to info@salvationministrieshs.org, PO Box 13670, Port Harcourt, Nigeria, or call the number you see on your screen. God has not given up on you. Don't give up on yourself. Jesus is Lord forever.